I'm now joined on the line by Richie O'Leary during his 175k walk from Belfast to Dublin, all in aid of Blossom Ireland, who are based here on Dublin's north side in Raheny. A very good morning to you, Richie.
Hiya, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, very well. How are you feeling right now?
I feel good. I'm sitting down, having a sip of water, chatting to yourself. I feel great. 50 kilometres covered so far, and we've about 25 to go. So we're on the home straight now.
As expected, you're in the Swords area.
I'll be in Swords. We'll be in Swords at the Bank of Ireland for 2 o'clock. And we're going to stay there for a few minutes with a few bucket collectors and some of the families from Blossom Ireland there to welcome me, to make sure that I am walking and I'm not getting a lift. And then there's a few of us going to walk together into the BT headquarters, where BT are putting a bit of a reception on for the kids from Blossom. So looking really forward to that. Been looking forward to that most of them.
Yeah, you must be tired in the legs.
That's the hips, Johnny.
The hips.
I need a hip replacement. The legs are grand, but the hips will need to be replaced.
Okay, so where are you right now?
I'm right at Blake's Cross, just passing the Maxall Garage at Blake's Cross.
All right.
And I left the City North Hotel about 4 hours ago, just in Bermanstown, so making good progress.
Yes, absolutely. What time did you set out this morning again?
I left the hotel at 8:15.
Quarter to eight, and you've been walking since?
I've been walking since, yeah.
Right.
So, doing well, getting a good reception, plenty of people, WhatsApps, and phone calls, so keeping me company. Then I have my favourite John Lennon, and he's also keeping me company, so it's going great.
Oh, that's great. And where exactly in Belfast did you start from?
We have a headquarters in a place called Lanyon Place, pretty close to the Central Railway Station, so I left there on Monday. And I walked to Banbridge, which is about 29 miles. Counted it up, it was actually about 54,000 steps. And I walked to Banbridge. A few friends of mine met me in Banbridge and we had a bite to eat. Stayed there, and then we left Banbridge on Tuesday. And I walked to the Crown Plaza Hotel in Dundalk, the far side of Dundalk, which was again about 28 miles. And stayed there, and then walked from the Crown Plaza with a colleague of mine from BT who met me, Alan Shanley. And Alan and I walked together yesterday, and we went to the City North Hotel. So it works out about a marathon a day for 4 days. What a way to lose a bit of weight.
Absolutely. But by the time you're finished, you'll have lost a lot of weight. You started the walk last Monday morning, was it?
Last Monday morning, yeah. I went up to Belfast on Sunday evening and headed out about 8:30 on Monday morning. And our goal is to get into BT's headquarters for about 4:30 today, where I'm meeting all the kids from Blossom. They're all going to be standing outside Pierce Station. So anybody that passing Pierce Station, if you give them a cheer, you'll see them all in their beautiful red Blossom Ireland T-shirts, shaking buckets. It would be great if people could just throw a few quid into the bucket, or simply just text the word Blossom to 50300, and that will donate €4.
Sounds great. And what route have you taken, like, from Belfast initially?
Yeah, no, I left Belfast, walked through Dunmurry, walked through Lisburn, and then it meets you into Banbridge. It's the old Dublin to Belfast road. And then when I left Banbridge, I walked to a place, Rath Island, then I was with Loch Brickland into Newry, and then Newry would take you beyond then into Dundalk, and I'm on the since Dundalk, I'm on the old R132 road, which takes you from Dundalk through Drogheda, through Julianstown, and then through Balbriggan this morning, Balrosery, and now it'll take me into Swords, and then I'll be going from Swords with a few colleagues. We'll be going through Drumcondra up Dorset Street, and we'll turn down by Parnell Square, walk the length of O'Connell Street, and then up to Pierce Street.
All right. And you obviously needed some stop-offs, like for lunch, for dinner and overnight sleeps. Where did you stop off and stay?
Well, all the hotels have been fantastic. I stayed up in Banbridge in the Downshire Arms. They all put me up for nothing. Then I stayed in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Dundalk. Then we had an amazing reception in the City North Hotel last night. And a lot of the Blossom families came up. My own daughter Amy was there, which was fantastic. And they put on coffee and sandwiches and biscuits for the kids. And I stayed there last night. Tonight I'll go back to my own house. But it's been fantastic, a fantastic reception.
Very good. And what about a change of clothing, sleepwear and so forth? So you must be actually carrying a bag with you.
I have a little backpack on my back, but each time I went up to, as I was driving up to the north, I left a bag in Bambridge, changed my clothes there in Bambridge. And then my wife and daughter had to change of clothes for me. They met me in Dundalk and they met me in the City North Hotel. And they would take the old clothes and give me the fresh clothes. So when I get the swords, I'm not too bad. I look a little bit respectable.
Absolutely. You have it all very well mapped out and organised, I have to say. And you obviously had to plan very well to estimate your approximate time of arrival for the various stop-offs. Like, did you find it difficult to make those targets in any way?
No, I didn't, Johnny. I'll tell you why. I started this, it was last January, and I was in work, and I just said to the CEO and BT that I wanted to raise as much money as I could for Blossom Ireland. As I said, my daughter, she's fantastically lucky to be mixed up in Blossom, and she's availing of great services, as are about 78 other families. But unfortunately, we have 52 families that are on a waiting list. And I was just chatting through at the BT Young Scientist Exhibition, and I said to our CEO, Shay, that I want to walk from our headquarters in Belfast to Dublin to try and give the other kids a chance to get the opportunities that Amy has got. He said I was mad, but that BT would support it in every way they can. And people in BT are donating money through their salary, and BT Ireland are actually matching that. So for every euro that BT staff donate, BT are matching that. I've been on calls with BT staff in India, Indonesia, Kuala Lumpur, just trying to spread the news about this amazing charity called Blossom that was set up by Avi.
Yeah,
and what we need. Sorry, Johnny.
No, go ahead.
What we need is about 250,000 euro a year to try and keep those services going. Blossom doesn't get a thing from the government, so it's purely down to the generosity of people. And by me doing this, we'll probably raise about 6,500 euro, which puts a bit of a hole into that quarter of a million. But every time somebody picks up their phone and texts Blossom to 50300, that just keeps adding to that hole and makes the pot a little bit bigger. And if Avi can pick the phone up and tell a couple of families that they're off that waiting list, then every step I've walked has been worthwhile.
Yes, fair play to you. How is the sponsorship going and the book of collections? Any idea, like roughly, how much has been raised so far?
No, if people log on to the Blossom Ireland website, we have a donate page, and at the moment I think it's touching about 2,200 euro. And then we have the old fashioned sponsor cards. People last week in work where I worked, we had a cake sale and a bit of a golf thing, and we raised 1,000 euro. So I think over the last couple of weeks we've raised about 6,000 euro for this. And then probably this year we're probably touching about heading towards about 15,000 euro from BT initiatives, where we have a great unique relationship with Blossom Ireland. As I said, that doesn't even make 10% of what we need to allow Blossom to go, but 6,500 in 2 weeks is not to be sniffed at.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Yeah, tell us a little bit about Blossom. I know they provide therapy camps for children with intellectual disabilities. What age group of children are we talking about here?
Blossom look after kids aged 8 to 18. We have kind of lots of different activities going on, depending on a child's intellectual ability, and then, of course, the child's age. My own daughter is 12. She's mixed them up in Blossom for about 5 years. She has a lot going on. She takes anxiety attacks. She's ADHD. She's non-verbal. And she's been doing yoga for the last couple of years with Blossom. It's a unique class that's facilitated by Blossom, or by yoga teachers who are specialised for children with special needs. And it's since my daughter took up yoga, I've been able to take my daughter out for a Sunday lunch in a hotel where she can control her breathing and control those anxiety through the techniques that she learns through Blossom. Then Blossom also run Easter camps and summer camps for children. If you take the summer that's just ended, and believe me, it's just ended because I've been soaked for the last week walking, but if you take that summer and you have parents who are putting their children through a summer camp and there's a bit of arts and crafts and a bit of drama and they're taking your child to the cinema, that doesn't exist for a child with special needs. When a child might have sensory issues or a child can't handle, say, a darkened room or a crowded place. So Blossom facilitate those children by putting on specialised Easter and summer camps with specialised occupational therapists, speech and language and special needs assistants. And then it goes on up to the Blossom Gateway programme, which are for children about 14. You take a very trivial thing where you might send your own son, or I'd send my own son out to get a bag of chips, and he'd go down the shop and hand in €2 and get a bag of chips. For a child with special needs, that's a huge deal, to be able to go in and ask for a bag of chips and deal with that responsibility. And what Blossom do is they teach those kids kind of social awareness and give them the responsibility to be able to go out and look after that. And then we have a thing called Blossom Gateway, which is for the older children. Again, I have a 16-year-old boy who's gone into transition year, and I hope you can hear me with the traffic, but
yes.
My young lad now...
You're fine there, yeah.
What would
yeah.
you like? Yeah. My son Keith, like most people's kids at that age, would be to kind of think of what does he want to do when he goes into fifth and sixth year and beyond. My daughter, Amy, doesn't have those opportunities. I'll never have to worry about what points she will get and what college she will go to. But what Blossom will do is for kids that are up to the age of 18 in the Blossom Gateway, is to try and prepare those children to be able to make life choices about what they will do and what opportunities they will have, so that they're included and they're not perceived to be different to any other child, because they're no different to any other child. They're perfectly capable, and they're judged on their capabilities opposed to their disabilities. And Blossom, what they do is they just enhance those kids' abilities. And that's kind of Blossom in a nutshell.
Okay.
Aldine Bell set this up for her own son back in 2010, when she just looked for a summer camp for her own kid, and it didn't exist. And she decided to do something about that, just to try and do something. So I'm just a parent of a kid that's just trying to help and just do something similar for other kids. I was on a call this morning with management in BT, and they said to me, let's make this an annual event. Let's get other people behind you. And next year we'll get a team of people to walk from Belfast to Dublin in aid of Blossom Ireland. So one person's initiative can just expand and explode. And it's fantastic. So when I got that call this morning, that kind of put a spring in my step. The blister didn't matter, or the hip didn't matter. You just move on. That's all the motivation I needed when I got that. So it's been fantastic.
It's absolutely wonderful, the whole setup, I have to say. And they also have these camps. They have about 2 a year. How are they organised? Are they separated into age categories, or does everybody just go?
My daughter's been lucky to go to the Easter and summer camps, and you'd get a letter out in the post to say Amy is in week two, and you just bring your child up on the day of the first day of the camp. The preparation for that camp starts months in advance, where the Blossom team would look at each child, look at the different special needs of those children, and the kids are grouped into a class, and they would ensure that the kids would have the right tuition through special needs assistant, occupational therapist, speech and language therapist, that each child's sensory needs are catered for, and that they would look at the strengths of that child, but equally maybe look at the developmental needs of that child to see how they can enhance those children. 1 week's camp could cost anything up to about €8,000. I took our CEO out to the COBT and our chief financial officer. I took them out to an Easter camp earlier this year, because it's all well and good for me to be saying thanks a million for the money, it's been to great use. But I asked the guys to come out with me and to see the kids graduating from the camp, so they could see firsthand where their money is being spent. So when I say it's going to great use, it's not just me saying that, it's a fact. And they came out the same in the summer camp. Ovin and I spoke a lot. Ovin spoke. I was just the follow-up guy. But we spoke at Beachy Ireland's all-hands call, where Ovin gave a very emotive and inspiring speech about what Blossom do. And we've just created an amazing, unique relationship between our two companies. I mean, you think not many people know Beachy Ireland are in this country, and they don't service the likes of you or I at home. Our customers are Google and Sky, but they can see the fantastic work that Blossom do, and they want to be there for that. But that's not down to BT, it's all down to Blossom. If BT didn't think it was worthwhile, they would go elsewhere. But it's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's a wonderful setup. Just to take a step back into your own situation at the moment, how tiring has all this been for you? I know there's a huge incentive to keep going, but have you had times of struggle during the last few days, especially with the weather, you know, in the earlier part of the week?
Early on in the week up the north, when I left Belfast, at about 3 hours of solid rain. And I took a picture, it was funny, I took a picture of a horse, a grey horse, because a pair of us had a long face, we're both grey, and we both looked fed up. And Ovin sent me a photo on WhatsApp of my daughter Amy playing a xylophone and said, look, this is what it's all worthwhile. But you get through that. I've trained well for this, so I'm not really feeling the physical effects yet. But it's just what I know what it's for has prepared me for this. And the fact that I know my own daughter, when I see the Blossom T-shirt, when I see the Blossom T-shirt going on Amy, and Amy smiles because she knows where she goes. You know, I'd walk back to Belfast. I'd turn around and walk back to Belfast for that. So the effects, though, I won't tell a lie, it hasn't been. I keep telling everybody it's only a walk. I'm not down a coal mine or anything like that. But it does physically, it has to kind of be a bit tiring.
Fair play to you and congratulations, seriously. You know, initially, I have to say, I did feel a little guilty in organising this interview actually during your walk. However, now I guess it's probably a good thing, because it breaks the monotony of everything, doesn't it?
And people have been ringing me, and you know, you might be, the wind might be in your face, or the rain might be howling in on top of you, and somebody sends you a bit of a WhatsApp message or a joke, or they'd ask you a question, or I spoke to yourself. Should I get to them? I've kind of walked about a mile or a kilometre and a half since I spoke to you. That's a kilometre and a half less to walk.
Are you
and
serious?
It's all an amazing help.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I guess.
Amazing help.
I guess if anyone needs any more information about Blossom Ireland, they can check out their website. And I'm taking it blossomireland.ie.
Blossomireland.ie.
Okay.
You get everything you need there.
All right.
Or if you're sitting on a bus or a train right now, or you're in the shops, just text the word Blossom to 50300, and you can always check out blossom.ie when you go home.
Okay, that's great. And they have Facebook and Twitter accounts. Of course, if anyone wants to go into them, they're on the second floor of the Raheny Shopping Centre on the Howth Road.
That's correct, Johnny. Yeah, basically, I think it's the Central Shopping Centre, and you see a brown door with the Blossom logo on it. But if you log on to the website, all the details, the addresses, and anywhere, we have booker collections going on everywhere. And if you're up around Drumcondra, or as I go into Swords, you see us, just give us a beep, even that keeps you going. Even a beep of a car will keep you going.
All right. Richie, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, particularly in the midst of your adventure. And congratulations on a wonderful idea, a very big challenge, and the very best of luck to the finish. Well done, and all the best for Blossom Ireland as well.
Cheers, Johnny. It's cool talking to you. Thanks a million. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Best of luck. Now, that was Richard O'Leary during his walk in aid of Blossom Ireland from Belfast to Dublin.